Hello, I'm Jerry Smith with the BBC News. Finance ministers from the 15 permanent and non-permanent members of the UN Security Council have unanimously adopted a resolution aimed at cutting funds for the so-called Islamic State group. The UN Secretary-General, Ban Ki-moon, said the world needed to be one step ahead of the militants.
Just as terrorist groups are innovating and diversifying, the international community must stay ahead of the curve to combat money laundering and the financing of terrorism. Doing so will not be easy. Many states have yet to establish the necessary legal regimes, institutions, and expertise to identify and freeze terrorist financing and assets.
Friends of the couple involved in killing 14 people in the U.S. city of San Bernardino in California earlier this month has been arrested and charged with conspiring to commit crimes of terrorism. Enrique Marquez is charged with the unlawful purchase of the two rifles used by Saeed Rizwan Farouk and his wife Tashfeen Malik. James Cook reports.
Investigators say Enrique Marquez converted to Islam after being introduced to the religion by his neighbor Saeed Rizwan Farouk. The pair are said to have watched radical Islamist videos together and to have plotted in 2011 and 2012 to carry out terrorist attacks in California. Enrique Marquez, who is 24 years old, is also alleged to have purchased two of the high-powered rifles used in the San Bernardino shooting and to have committed immigration fraud. He was arrested today by the FBI and faces three charges.
European leaders have agreed at a summit in Brussels that the Union's frontier guard force needs to be strengthened, but they've given themselves a further 6 months to decide whether the new force will be given powers to deploy in member states unable to manage their borders. The leaders also heard Britain's demands for a renegotiation of the terms of its membership. Mr. Donald Tusk said there was room for compromise.
Tonight was a make-or-break moment. Prime Minister Cameron set out in detail his position, in particular regarding benefits and free movement. Leaders voiced their concerns, but also demonstrated willingness to look for compromises. Building on this positive debate, we agreed to work together to find solutions in all four baskets raised by Prime Minister Cameron.
The UN says delegates at talks aimed at bringing peace to Yemen have agreed that there should be a full resumption of aid deliveries to the embattled southern city of Taiz. It's been the scene of months of fierce fighting between Houthi rebels and forces backing the government. You're listening to World News, coming to you from the BBC. The president of Niger has said government forces have foiled an attempt to overthrow him. Speaking in a national televised address, Mahamadou Issoufou said the coup plotters have been planning to use aerial firepower to force him from office. Local media reported on Monday that a number of soldiers and officers have been arrested. In a major setback for the Brazilian opposition, the country's Supreme Court has scrapped a commission set up to deal with impeachment proceedings against President Dilma Rousseff. The court has also given more powers to the government-controlled Senate to block the impeachment process. The ruling means that proceedings initiated by the disgraced Speaker of the Lower House of Congress, Eduardo Cunha, will have to start from scratch. Two nephews of Venezuela's First Lady, Celia Flores, have pleaded not guilty to drug trafficking charges at a court in New York. They denied charges of attempting to smuggle 5 kilos of cocaine into the United States. Our America's editor, Leonardo Rocha, has more details.
Efraín Campo Flores and Francisco Flores de Freitas were arrested by undercover U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency in Haiti in November and taken to the United States. They're nephews of President Nicolás Maduro's influential wife, Celia Flores, a former Speaker of the National Assembly. The Venezuelan government said at the time that the two men had been kidnapped. Venezuela is now saying the U.S. is using its police and judicial systems to damage Mr. Maduro's socialist government.
A Chelsea football club official says the team's manager, José Mourinho, was sacked due to the palpable discord that existed between him and the players. Mourinho's abrupt departure, months after winning the league title and signing a new 4-year contract, follows a string of poor results. In a statement, Chelsea said Mourinho was leaving by mutual consent after agreeing that recent results hadn't been good enough. BBC News.